places a mandatory duty on a person, and we'll come to who is covered in a minute, who has reasonable cause to believe that a child is at risk of harm, of abuse and neglect or other kinds of harm, to refer the matter to the local authority. Is that right?
Yes, indeed.
And the duty is placed on what's described as relevant partners. We're not going to go through that list of relevant partners because I think we're going to look at it just in the context of education, Mr. Heaney. But can I, before we look at that, can I just check, there's no sanction in the legislation, is there? So if you don't report, even though it's mandatory, obviously that's a breach of statutory duty in itself, but there's no sanction in the legislation, is that right?
Currently, that's one of the areas that we are reviewing up. This moment in time, the sanction that we would say applies is around fitness to practice. So we see that very much in terms of the professional duties and codes around the professionals within the safeguarding arena.
So for teachers, for example, in maintained schools, that would lead to the Education Workforce Council considering that as a sort of
We would see that being appropriate in the circumstances.
Great. Thank you. Danny, could we see INQ 006375_030 and 031? So, Mr. Healy, this is the 2020 version of Keeping Learners Safe. Sorry, Danny, do you need that? It's INQ 006375_030. This is the equivalent of Keeping Children Safe in Education in Wales. Danny, if we could highlight the reporting a child at risk, so from paragraph 3.31, thank you. So this is the section 130 duty, Ms. Heaney. If we could have a look at this. So this is the guidance that would be for local authorities and for schools. So it says here that the 2014 Act places a duty to report on local authorities and relevant partners where they have reasonable cause to suspect that a child is at risk. And it says partners must inform the local authority where they have reasonable cause to believe a child who is at risk, and that's defined. 3.32 talks about relevant partners and tells us that they include education, health, police, probation. And I think this is the critical part from our perspective in terms of teachers in schools. It says anyone working in an education setting and employed by a local authority, local health board or trust, police or probation service, but I think for our purposes largely by a local authority, must report to the local authority where there is reasonable cause to believe a child to be at risk of abuse, neglect or other kind of harm. So am I right in saying then that where a teacher is employed by a local authority in Wales, there is a statutory duty to report where they have reasonable cause to believe a child is at risk of abuse? Is that right, Mr. Heaney?
Yes, that is right, because under the Keeping Learners Safe statutory guidance, this is formally issued by the Welsh Government, but this guidance applies to independent schools and proprietors of independent schools as well. So there's a clear expectation that across the education community, referrals would be made as expected in line with safeguarding arrangements.
Danny, could we get up the next page, please, of this, the _031. Thank you. So what we see here at 3.34, if you could highlight that please for me, Danny, thank you. It says there all other staff working in education settings who are not employed by the local authority or any of the other organisations should take account of the Wales safeguarding procedures, which sets out the duty to report should be considered as effective practice. Do you see that?
Yes, indeed. Yes,
so that suggests that if you are a teacher who is not employed by a local authority, there isn't a mandatory duty to report, is there? It's just perceived as effective practice.
I think that the two things where we would describe it in a different way, we would say that one relates to the formal mandatory reporting within the Social Services and Wellbeing Act 2014, the section 130 that you mentioned earlier, Council. However, this is formally issued as statutory guidance. So, you know, this is to be effective practice. So although one is not covered by one legislation, and I did refer earlier that that is an area that we are reviewing, the clear mandate here is that those in other settings should refer to Wales safeguarding procedures and should therefore refer. So that would be the view that we would hold from a Welsh Government perspective.
Thank you, Danny. That can come down. Thank you. Just so that I'm clear, though, that the guidance talks about must and should.
Yes.
So clearly must is a legal requirement. Should is you should do it unless you have good reason not to. And then in Wales, you have this third category of effective practice. And it seems that effective practice is a lesser requirement than should, isn't it, in the guidance?
Well, I from a safeguarding perspective, you know, effective practice to us is a requirement. I have previously consulted with our legal advice on this as well, and you know, we are very clear that the expectation is that those referrals must take place. So, you know, I will obviously take away from this inquiry any learning that comes from it in terms of whether we need to sharpen and make sure that we focus and get our, you know, terminology is critical when it comes to implementation. But our expectation is clear that all of those partners must refer when it comes to child protection. And I believe that the All Wheels procedures are very clear on that remit.
Okay. So it may be certainly it looks though, Mr. Heaney, at the moment, doesn't it? Like the mandatory duty only kicks in with teachers who are employed by local authority.
Yeah, as I've said earlier, the mandatory duty under Section 130 of the Social Services Wellbeing Wales Act, you know, has in its day been a major step forward in Wales. We are reviewing that now in light of our learning from this inquiry, from the discussions that were held at other parts of this inquiry in terms of duty to report. We see an opportunity to strengthen, to relook at the groups that are covered by that. So that will be part of the Welsh Government's work programme that we are committed to taking forward. But at the same time, we're very clear that we have a very strong safeguarding arrangements in place with a very clear expectation that all educationalists, whether they're in independent settings or maintained education schools, will refer and continue to be part of that safeguarding world. And keeping learners safe, this is statutory guidance to those partners as well.
Indeed.
But I understand the point being made, and we'll be happy to take that away under further consideration.
Thank you, because it does seem at the moment that some teachers are under a statutory duty and others aren't. So I think that would be...
We would say that the statutory duty comes from keeping learners safe. But yes, I hear what you. I will take that away.
And has the Welsh Government done any work to find out what the effect of the duty in Section 130 has been since it came to force in 2016? Do you know whether that has led to an increase in referrals, or has any piece of work been done about that?
We have looked at this previously in some detail, and it has not led to a substantive change in practice. What we have cited previously from our experience is that we have developed as the Welsh community around safeguarding over a number of decades, and our procedures went from being regional safeguarding procedures into all Wales procedures. So our operational practice has been at a level for a number of years where, you know, the expectation of referrals and process is very well understood by all partners, with effective training and constantly, you know, updating and refreshing as the need requires.
Okay.